I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me.
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your very blood.
Hey, look at that. Another week. This is Voice RSN Live, again, running a little bit behind, naturally, down to the wire. And now we see what happens. Okay, I have a valid excuse for this one, all right. In order to do the video streaming here, I have to use Windows, unfortunately, because OBS doesn't have a Linux version just yet. The guy claims that once it's all locked down, he's going to fix that all up and get it on Linux. But, yeah. So, anyways, last week I bought a new wireless adapter card for my desktop, and I installed that. And I'm too pampered by Linux, because Linux just popped up right away. I didn't have to install drivers or anything. I forgot to go to Windows and install the driver. So here I am, booted into Windows, going, okay, why the fuck isn't this working? Why isn't this connecting? And this is not good. And thinking I'm going to have to cancel this week's show. But it turns out I'm an idiot and I forgot to install the drivers. Because that's how smart I am. Even worse, when I actually did, if I can get my laptop to pop open here. It doesn't want to do it. Oh, there it goes. So, even then, things got even worse because the drivers come on these tiny little discs. That's right, it's a TP-Link. For some reason, Windows didn't want to read the disc. I've no idea what the hell's going on. Just didn't want to read it, and I actually had to put this into the laptop running Linux in order to get the drivers off of it, put that on a USB drive, put that on the desktop running Windows so I can install the Windows drivers. See, this is why I don't like Windows. It shouldn't be this difficult to install drivers. How can I use Windows Update if there's no internet connection? This was for the wireless network card that my desktop's using. The question was, why don't I just use Windows Update, by the way? there's no hardwired network connection in this room, Trekkie. There just isn't. That's why I have to use wireless. Yeah. Fun stuff. Anywho, this is RSN Live, where I basically rant like an idiot for an hour or so, and do things crazily. But again, Trekkie, downloading from Windows Update manually, I have to use the Linux laptop to download it, put it on a USB drive, and then put it on the desktop. So, either way, this is, We'll just. Anywho, like I said, this is Voice RSN Live. You get to listen to me rant for a bit, read some fan fiction. So, yeah, I'm going to try and make that a regular deal. Yeah. So, if you're listening to the podcast and you're wondering, this guy's chatting to random people, what the hell is all this all about? This is live. It's done live every Thursday, 6 p.m. Central Time, United States. It would be midnight Greenwich Mean Time for you folks over the pond. So I do my show. I broadcast it over Twitch. So if you want to see that live, it's www.twitch.tv/voice06. And then you can see me look like an idiot with my Tails hat. And you can participate in the Twitch chat, which is where the bulk of this generally hat. Ooh, that was interesting. Anyone else hear that? Oh, I hope that's not the start of a new trend. Whatever, it's a Sonic podcast. There's got to be some kind of problem sooner or later. But we are recording, so that's good. That's awesome. I should probably change my nick. In addition to that, there is IRC available on Surreal Chat, which is irc.surrealchat.net. If you don't have an IRC client, you should. You can go to their website. They've got a web chat there. I hang out in Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo on that network. I also hang out in RSN. I also hang out on Afternet, rc.afternet.org, or you can just go to the Afternet website, mainly in the RSN chat room. That's the main one, by the way, the Afternet side. I don't really check my Twitch or Twitter that often, so good luck trying to catch me there. Yeah. And then there's email, but like no one ever uses the email, so you know, screw the email. We're not about email. So that's the start of it. And now you've heard my complaint this week about Windows. So as soon as I can figure this all out, oh god, I don't even have that folder open. See the problems I come up with? I'm very skilled at screwing these up. You'd think by now I'd have this down pat. I've been doing this for like god knows how long. And I'm even doing it in the wrong spot because it's not supporting drag and drop anymore. Woe is me. My stupidity. Let's put it this way. If this were a, you know, professional podcast, I would have been fired a long, long time ago. Still holds true. It's just, I do this on my own network, so I don't get yelled at. That's the joys of doing your own network. Oh, I think we're going to go ahead and start with some, as soon as I can find it, Jesus. Why is this so hard? Why am I having this kind of problem? Ah, there it is. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and, the Roomba is currently downstairs. I'll explain about that after this. So, sorry, Sun Live voice. Sometimes it's kind of boring to sit around listening to that music. I don't know why. Just this. Whatever. Alright, so I'm back. What were we talking about? Oh, Roomba. Right. So, I actually tried to clean downstairs a little bit today. And for those of you who've never had a Roomba, they suck spectacularly at, like, deep cleaning. I can see why. I mean, it's a disc trying to clean a, you know, room with squared corners, but it just does a really bad job along walls, and so I attempted to use our normal vacuum cleaner. Didn't work. Turns out the drive belt broke on the rotating brush, so I had to go out and fix that. I'm using shit like that. So that is why the Roomba is not here right now. It's downstairs. Sitting. Wondering why, how, what did it do to deserve this punishment? And is currently complaining about low battery. Yes, poor thing. That reminds me, I need to actually find some parts for that thing. Oh well, off to the other stuff. So, of course, everyone's kind of talking about, you know, is it just me or can I really hear? This mic is way too sensitive again. I'm going to have to fix that. You can hear me breathing. That's not cool. You can hear me breathing over the music. That I think that's my problem. Meh. So, of course, everyone's kind of like, you know, making a big deal about the new consoles coming out, and I'm kind of just sitting there going, consoles. You know me, I'm that, you know, PC gamer, so to me all consoles suck. But what's really caught my eye this week, and I know some of you are going to hate me for this segment and are probably going to stop listening after this, but oh my god, the Nintendo fanboys are out in force. My god. I went on to, you know, Reddit this morning, which has got to be some kind of, like, Nintendo fanboy hangout or something, but every article that was critical of the Wii U was just getting panned in the comment sections. You know, stuff like, you don't know, you don't even own a Wii U, how can you say such a bad, you know, stuff like that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, they kind of have a point, you know, the people are bashing it. I don't see any reason to buy it. Apparently, Sega thinks I'm willing to shell out $350 for the damn thing just to play their latest Sonic game. Wrong, Sega, by the way. I'm not... No. We're not doing that. There's, like, no games for it right now. I understand E3's coming up. And, you know, they just released the console last year, so we're kind of waiting on that. And we'll probably see some games coming up. But I just thought it was hilarious seeing all the Nintendo fanboy nerd rage this morning. I don't know what it is about this morning, but they were out in force. And then there's, of course, PlayStation 4, which, keep in mind, I don't really keep up on the gaming news, so as far as I know, they haven't released, like, visual details on what this thing looks like, just that what the specs are going to be, and that it's sort of similar to the it's similar to PC hardware, which is kind of making everyone excited because it means it should make porting games from the console over to PC a little bit easier using a standard x86 architecture instead of PowerPC, which is what the Wii U is using, so good luck on that one. And then, of course, there's the one that everyone can agree to hate on, and that is the Xbox One. I've heard some really weird, far-out things about this console. Supposedly, the Kinect is no longer optional. You have to get it. Which, to me, no. that's a big no right there. I keep hearing some weird things, like it's going to be constantly listening and watching what you do. So if you're, you know, kind of a paranoid person like me at times, you're definitely not going to want it. Or you're going to put, like, tape over it or something. I hear it's not backwards compatible with the Xbox 360 as well. Again, I hear that may not be the truth. If it is the truth, it's a really dumb move. And you can see why I won't be buying that. It's not compatible. What's not compatible about it? Why are video game console makers making these, you know, dumb decisions? I mean, at least the Wii U, yeah, it doesn't really have anything going for it, but it can... I'm told it can play Wii games, so at least that's something. Not that the Wii had that many games, but... I would assume it can also play GameCube games as well, and that had, like, a plethora, you know, like a smorgasbord of games people wanted to play. So that's kind of dumb on the Microsoft side. No GameCube support. Well, what the fuck? Why would I buy the damn thing then? Most of my Nintendo games are GameCube games. See? This is why Nintendo's losing. This is why Nintendo's kind of struggling along there. That, and I'm gonna be honest, I don't watch TV that often, but from the TV I do watch, I don't see that many advertisements for Nintendo products. They did, I know they did go, like, full advertising blitz when the Wii came out, but I haven't seen anything for the Wii U. I'll probably have to, check that out. Now, that said, even though I don't use it much, I do have a 3DS, so it's not like I'm bashing Nintendo for the sake of bashing Nintendo. I'm just saying, at the moment, it doesn't impress me. I should play You Don't Impress Me Much. That might work. Next time. And then, I really haven't heard anything about the Steam Box, which is kind of leaving me a little bit nervous, but... it is Valve we're talking about, and Valve is kind of like, these guys, they invented their own term for how long it takes them to get things done. But the main thing is everyone's kind of looking at that, and we're kind of hoping it's a success, at least those of us on the Linux side, because I believe the Steam Box is going to be running Linux. And if that's the case, and the Steam Box gets, you know, popular and good, then that's going to mean that, you know, hopefully we'll get Linux gaming a shot in the arm. The shooting over voices will voice. What? See, I'm not paying attention a lot. See how awesome I am at not paying attention? Oh, by the way, I thought I'd just randomly mention this. Somebody is actually listening on the radio stream, which would mark the first time since, I want to say, February? That somebody's actually listening on the radio stream, so kudos to you, sir. Kudos to you. Our one and only radio listener. I'm telling you, RSN Radio is going places, man. We're going to be the next big thing. So, what else can I say? There is one game I've actually been kind of interested in, and now that I'm booted on Windows, I probably should try it after the show. And that's Megabyte Punch. It's been described at... Wait, Radio Sega bans people? What? When did this happen? How am I not in the loop on these things? Are you talking about the incident? I won't go into names, but the incident. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not as band happy, I guess I could say. This is an airy Sonic community. It's the Sonic community. It's drama. It's what we do best. We always bitch. We always complain. We always fight with each other. Those of you that are listening to this that aren't really big into Sonic, welcome to the Sonic community. There's always hair pulling and punching going on over the stupidest shit. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Also sounds like I have a cold, and it's probably, I don't know what the pollen count is right now, but I do have my window open, and that's probably a problem. Anyways, like I was saying, Megabyte Punch, it's basically, from what I've seen, it's kind of been described as a mix between Mega Man and Smash Brothers, but for PC. So, alright. I'm game. I'll do it. Because we already know Nintendo stands on PC gaming. They're never going to do it in a million years. So, why the hell not? And they're not getting sued for it, so we're good on that front. I can't wait for that. Check that out. Megabyte Punch. Megabyte, you know, as in the file size, megabyte, B-Y-T-E, and then this punch. To be, you'll be surprised. Right now, it's like a... For $7.50, you can get access to the beta. It's not out for Linux yet, but they are currently working on a version. It's kind of the joys of working with a game engine that works on all platforms. You know what I mean? You know, Sumo Digital has pretty much told me they can't port All-Star Racing Transformed to Linux because they decided to build... Yes, you did, Trekkie. And I paid $30 for what I would consider to be pre-alpha Sonic game software. Those, that being Sonic 06. So I know that pain. I know that pain very well. Anyways, like I was saying, Sumo Digital has said that they can't port to Linux because basically their game engine was heavily designed around DirectX. So, they also said that Sega would need to approve it, but it's basically a roundabout way of saying, look, we'd like to, but we built this game using, you know, DirectX and, you know, converting that all over to OpenGL calls and all that, it'd be a pain in the ass. It's basically a lazy cop-out, is what it is. Call it like it is. But that goes to show you, if you design your game with enough forethought to use, like, open APIs, I mean, you can't use DirectX on Mac, you can't use it on Linux, you can't use it on the Wii, you can't use it on the PlayStation 3. So, I'm still confused as to why the people are using DirectX on PC when it's such a limited, Oh, don't worry, Trekkie. There's companies that do that, but they usually demand money. And if there's anything I've learned about game developers, if they can get away with it without spending money, they will do it. But if they have to spend money, they kind of don't want to do it. So. That said, if I remember correctly, Valve is actually writing some kind of weird abstraction layer to act as a liaison between DirectX and OpenGL, so that's one thing. I hear Unreal Engine 4 is supposed to support Linux, but we'll see. We'll see. Alright, enough of that. I think we're gonna go into more music here. As soon as I can add more music, why not? Wouldn't that be slow? It probably used to be in the olden days, back when, you know, everything sucked. But at this point, computers are fast enough that they probably, you know... I need a random one. Oh, I know, we can use this. We can use this. Oh, for God's sake. Oh, that's in. Okay, good. Let's see. see. We'll go ahead and use you. Alright. Got music set now. So, it's the Voice of Arsene Live. I'll be back.
They call me Sonic, 'cause I am faster than sound. I keep on jumping around. Blue Hedgehog Sonic, with incredible speed. I'm moving my feet.
Thank you.
I did that. You failed me, system. You failed me hardcore. For some reason, it doesn't want to do what I told it to do. Alright. Well, of course, I did say I was going to start doing these fanfics as kind of a regular deal, so naturally I do have fanfic queued up. So, I think I'm just going to do this one at a time. Like, one a show. Because then everything will make sense. Excuse me one second, I have to remove everything now. Great. Alright. For some reason, I don't know why. Oh, that's why. Silly system. Okay. Well, I guess I know what to fix next time. So, this is what was supposed to start playing. It's a little quiet. But you get my drift. Yeah. It is way too quiet. I'm noticing this now. I'll have to fix this next time. It's also way too long. I'll have to cut it. So, yeah, fanfic time with your buddy voice. And of course, as I said, we are going to be reading Shadow Makes It Big Chapter 2, which for some reason is also labeled as a Twilight crossover. So, it's always disturbing when you see that. So, yeah. It's a regular thing now. All right, that finished. Now I can clear out everything here. Okay, we gotta set this to looping. I actually do have a song that'll fit in. I just thought of it. I had one of those moments, like a moment of clarity. And I was like, oh man, that will totally work. I just gotta find it right now, and I have so many. Ah, here we go. How long is it? Oh, it's too short. So I gotta add another track. Let's see. I mean, you gotta have mood music, right? So I gotta find where it went. Bet you this is on my home drive. Oh, there it is. Alrighty. We're gonna try and turn the volume down on this because. Last time when I actually listened back to the recording, I was actually drowned out by the music, and you, as some of you found out, you wouldn't really understand what I was saying unless you were reading along. So, without further ado, I present to you Chapter 2 of Shadow Makes It Big. Shadow Chapter 2, The Deadly Situation by Shadow Girl XXX. The adventure continues. Knuckles looked at Shadow. If you hadn't read the first chapter, you may want to, as this is a saga which has continuity like other books do in itself, and said, I hate you. But why? Said Shadow. Because, said Knuckles. Why? Said Shadow. Because, said Knuckles. What? Said Shadow. You stole the Chaos Emeralds. Said Knuckles. I did not, said Shadow. Man, this isn't as promising as I thought it would be. Man. Alright. This was true because Shadow had not done what Knuckles, who was red, had said. She was like a cat in a hat book. Shadow was too busy nearly becoming a pedophile in the previous chapter to notice. Knuckles then went forward and saw who it was because Knuckles, who was an echidna, even though I don't know what that is, had mistaken Shadow for Eggman, who was a scientist, not an Eggman. After what this case was of mistaken identity, Shadow walked home. He was only in the woods so he could mope about Maria and her massive tits. When Shadow got to his house, he said hello to his roommates, what were Bella from Twilight and the Joker. God damn it. We're getting everywhere, aren't we? Man. Okay, continuing on. This is going to get even worse. So, by the way, I should have prefaced this. Adult material. It's too late now, but adult material. And by the way, I have to post... Hold on one second, I have to post something. Okay, back to what I was reading. The Joker was touching Bella's cunt with his tongue when Shadow walked in. Shadow said, "Ew," because he was disgusted, which is why he said and made a noise like he was disgusted. He then ran to his room while shouting, "Nobody understands me," because no one does understand the truly individual people in our culture. Shadow the Hedgehog then listened to Linkin Park for 12 hours while he cut himself. Wow. Oh, God. The next morning, Shadow got up and went downstairs and had breakfast with the Joker. When the Joker came to the table, what Shadow was eating his breakfast on, and said, "I'm sorry you had to see that, but I'm in love with Bella, and that is what couples do when they love." Shadow nodded sadly, but only because we would have to break the news to his best friend, who was Edward from Twilight. In this universe, Twilight is real, and so the Joker is from the original movie, The Dark Knight. So is. Yeah. It's getting crazy in here, this story. Alright, let's continue on, shall we? So Shadow set out on his journey to see Edward Cullen from Twilight when Edward came out of a bush and said hell to Shadow. It says hell. I think the person meant hello. Just saying. These fan fictions are kind of take it as it comes, I guess. "What a small world," Edward said with his teeth. With his teeth? Wow. Okay. "I was just hanging out here." "Oh," said Shadow. "I was going to go to your town, actually, as I have big news to tell you." "What?" said Edward from Twilight. "It's," said Shadow from Sonic Adventure 2. "What?" said Edward from Twilight. Shadow couldn't tell Edward. He knew it would break his heart, so he did the only thing he ever does when confronted with a socially awkward situation. He went up to Shadow's face with, well, close. I meant Edward, sorry, but the delete button broke off my keyboard, so I couldn't go back and redo that. I just have to carry on writing. Anyways, B. Shadow just looked at Edward for a while, but Edward saw through his plan. "You can't do that to me," said Shadow. "I meant Edward again, sorry, but I get confused. It was Edward who said that." "Okay, I will tell you the big news," said Shadow. This was actually Shadow, and not mixing up the characters again. Edward put his ears up close so he could hear the news. Shadow got well nervous because he couldn't break the news that Bella was cheating. Shadow then thought of a lie quickly to get out of this. "I'm going to Hollywood to become a big Hollywood movie star," Shadow lied. Edward was shocked. To be continued. Alright. Well then. That's one chapter down. I think there's 5 to this series. I believe so. I can't find the chapters. It's supposed to be a chapter listing. If someone can find chapter 2, or chapter 3 rather, and link that to me, that'd be well appreciated. Because I don't know how to navigate fanfiction.net. It's not really my thing, as you see. It says it's drama poetry. Interesting. Again, chapter selection would be very helpful right now. I don't see one. Well, there's your shadow fan fiction for today. Oh, there is a part three. Yay! Alright, you are unpinned, and I will repin this one over here. So I have that set for next week. And look at that. Look at that. I'm actually kind of running out of time. It's kind of odd. Don't you think? Yeah. Alright then. Well, I try to comprehend what I just read. I think we're just gonna play one more song here before we call it a night. As soon as I can find my playlist add button. There it is. Let's see. What do we got? I'm just gonna go with this short 3-minute track. So I think we'll be good on that one. All right, Voice, RSN Live. I'll be right back. This says the Cynic Project, April Rain OC Remix. It's one of I could say some things, but it's one of those better keep your mouth shut kind of deals. You know what I mean? It all spawns from a certain chat room. We'll just leave it at that. my thoughts and opinions. Don't exactly want to become like another person who I will not name that did some things that pissed me off. You want a download? Tell you what, I'll link it to you after the show because, well, you know what, I actually have 4 minutes left. Again, with the mic sensitivity, I gotta turn that down. It's catching everything tonight, man. That is nuts. Alright, well, yeah, let me... Because I am at the end of RSN Live for today, this week. So I will need to find a ending track, if I can find it. Why is this so hard to find? Oh, I know what we can use. As soon as I find it. Ah, yeah, there it is. Then I had to add an ending, because I always gotta do that. 1 second. Huh, that will work. Alright, so this is RSN Live Voice. Obviously, next week I'll be doing more Sonic fan fiction, but. And more ramblings. So. Alright, see you next week. Bye.
Need You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.